Bill Brady of Bloomington is the top Republican in the Illinois Senate. When Don Harmon was elected Senate president last weekend, one of the first things Brady did was ask him to support redistricting reform. Illinois' state and federal legislative districts are carved up by lawmakers themselves, typically Democrats who have the majority in Springfield. Brady supports creation of a 16-member bipartisan commission appointed by the Illinois Supreme Court to draw those maps instead. I spoke to Brady last week, and he said this is one of the most important issues confronting the unity of this state.
As the Senate Republican leader, I travel to several districts throughout the state and talk to a lot of people outside of my own district. And I have frankly never seen this state so divided in terms of us against Chicago. And I blame a lot of that on the fact that two individuals, the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, contrived maps that gave them supermajority makeups in the General Assembly when really the state of Illinois is not that strong Democratic Party leaning. I think we're much more balanced than that. Now, is Chicago super leaning left and super Democrat Party? Sure. But the rest of the state's not. The rest of the state's more balanced, more Republican, but more works to balance. And the contriving of these gerrymandered maps by these two individuals have put Illinois' citizens at odds with the policymakers, pushing forward on ultra-left of left ideas that have created a great deal of frustration and more angst and more uproar than I've ever really seen against the city of Chicago, outside of the city of Chicago. And we need a more unified state than that. And I believe taking the power away from two political individuals to draw maps that serve their party and themselves' best interest is demanded and needs to happen. The good news is a majority of senators in the Illinois Senate, both parties, have joined in sponsoring and supporting a resolution that would take the power out of the hands of the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, and whoever the new President of the Senate will be, and give it to a body that's independent of that, a body that will look to the best interest of communities and citizens, not to the political interest that we've given the authority to the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. And that needs to be removed. Other states have done it. They're much better off for it. Letting politicians draw maps for their self-serving interest opposed to the citizens' interest is wrong. It needs to stop. And I'm pleased to say that Governor Pritzker has said he will not sign an unfair map. We'll see what that means as
we move forward to this. Any recent contact with him on this
issue?
Yeah,
I said the best way to make sure he doesn't sign it is to push more Democrats to support this constitutional revision, give the people of Illinois a chance to vote on taking power away from the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate and giving it to a nonpartisan, independent body. And we've talked about that several times. He's not made a commitment to do that. But he has said, I have told you I won't sign an unfair map. But I said, Governor, the best way to make sure you aren't in a position where your party pushes you to sign an unfair map is to take the drawing of that map away from one party.
Read the rest of this interview at WGLT.org.